Hello, Younger Action Liverpool, Phil speaking.
Hello, I'm Dennis, and this is Younger Action, based in Liverpool One. This is a service for young people from the age of 10 up to the age of 24, and what we do is we help people transition with the drug use, so we support them.
So here at Younger Action in Liverpool, we've got a couple of one-to-one rooms for young people to see their specialist workers. They're decorated in nice sort of like muted shades of cream and green, which were chosen by the young people themselves. There's carpet and rugs and comfortable furniture. These were chosen because we wanted it to be less like a doctor's surgery or like a clinic, but it's more a welcoming environment and might be somewhere the young people would want to be seen and want to come. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to make it welcoming. Young people behave very differently in terms of what they expect out of services than adults do. And so we need to make it that young people want to come in. It needs to be welcoming. It needs to be friendly. But not only the surroundings, it needs to be the people and the staff that are open and friendly and make people want to come in, make people, young people want to engage with them in the first place.
Because it is sort of that idea that, you know, they'd be intimidated by coming in or they'd feel anxious about coming in. Is that one of the biggest hurdles that you've got to get over, to get that message across that actually, you know, just come and see us, sit down and we'll have a chat? It's dead straightforward.
I think there is that. I think there is an anxiety about entering services, and I think young people perceive them to be like doctors or clinics. Here at NYA, because it's the NYA building, there's lots of other organisations in here. There's no stigma attached to coming in here because nobody would know what you were coming in for. And it's having that conversation in the first place and taking it from the young person's point of view. So when they come in, we're not saying to them, you have to come in now, and from this day you have to stop doing whatever it is you're doing. We're looking at what they want to do and making a plan to move them forward.
And there's even a massage chair.
There is even a massage chair. Young people sometimes come in and just use the massage chair. It's open. This building's open for them to come in. They don't necessarily just have to be coming in for their appointment.
The first time, basically, when I got involved with Adaction was when I became homeless in 2007 after coming out of the army, which had, like, a family breakdown and that. But I came in and I was weren't like the brightest lad in the world. I was hiding behind myself, like, covering myself up because I felt like no one wanted me, I weren't existed in that. And I come into this service and they were dead, like, first impression, you'd normally think that it'd be horrible to walk in one of these places, but it weren't. They were like a family. Like, I was dead comforting for me, which gave me, like, more chance to open up and talk about the feelings that I've kept in with me, the anger I've got for, like, family and, like, the way paths which will help me. And they helped me a lot, basically. But when I first met them, I weren't taking drugs at that time. It was when I fell in with the wrong crowds through the hostels, and I picked up a habit there, which I got support off them for the last 7 years. They've helped me develop in so many ways, basically, where I've had Dennis help me a couple of weeks ago. Recently, when I went to Wales, I had a breakdown and, like, anger problem where I flip out sometimes because I'm not the brightest person, and he said a couple of words to me which calmed me down and made me think positive, and now I'm just flying, basically. I'm doing better now than what I've ever done in the last 7 years. But also, they give us an opportunity, Adaction, in life for young people. They give you chances to go and, like, talk to someone, refer you to someone, go out to your house to make you feel more comfortable when you open up. Try and give you plans for food diets as well, which Dennis does a lot about, where you do, like, your fitness. You know, when you do fitness and you have them drinks where they, like, help your body feel better. They're only cheap, but they're easy to make, but they keep you away from drinking drugs, in a way. And the friendly atmosphere that you get off all the staff in here is positive, and there's not that many services that I could say that about, knowing that I've been on the streets and that, and there's loads that I've been to. And I respect them and trust them more than anyone in my life, and I just basically want to learn what I've learned and pass it on to other people out there who've got drink and drug problems that need to, like, resolve them and feel like they need to go to a good place to relax. And I think Adaction Young Service, Liverpool One's one of the best ones that I could say for people to approach.
I was going to say, because of course a lot of young people we speak to sort of see it as a them versus us. There's people in the council or the police or in authorities, and then there's young people.
I think about that, it's like I used to do that. You stereotype people, so you think that they're going to be involved with the police, or you go there and say something wrong, you're going to be in trouble. But when you, that's a first, like, impression that when you meet someone new, everyone gets it. You judge them before you actually take part and notice and talk. But what I noticed in here, even taking that first, like, if someone give you an appointment when it comes to Adaction, you're going to be like, oh, it's about drugs, and then you're going to, it's like homelessness as well. You think homelessness, right, it's just someone on the street who's an alcoholic, but it's not. But in a way, young people need this service to, like, I don't know, develop more and, like, have more understanding and learning. But approaching the first time is one of them first movements which I advise people to get through. Because once you get past that first 10 minutes talking to your advisor, your life, like, gets better, because you feel like someone's there you can talk to, and they're friendly, and I love them, and I haven't done anything else in my life Like, I don't know where I'd be now with it work for these, because these took me under the wing when I basically first got referred here. I used to cover up, used to be a scally running around the streets doing basically inappropriate stuff, which you shouldn't be doing at a young age, because I didn't have like the guidance. And people have different issues with family problems. You could either like be in kids' homes, and I've been through them myself. And I just want to use the right paths and try and pass on what I learned for other young people, and to try and give them like a bit of an insight, a quick insight of what the service is about and what it can offer, so they get more people coming and help more people out there.
You're obviously very sort of lively switched on now. You talked about some of the problems you had when you were younger. What was like a low point for you? What was the point at which you thought something needs to change?
A low point basically for me is not having like, my family's been there, but it's, I haven't had that like love and attention like which most people get. I'm not just saying that because most people haven't, but it was more about being known as a person who I am. I'm not trying to act like someone else. So I didn't know myself until now, but I have done things which I can look back on and I've achieved a lot. So I'm only now starting to realise what I actually have done, and like it has changed me as a better person. And I know not to like get in trouble with people, I know not to tell lies, because lies come back and bite you. I just want to be more positive. I want to break down boundaries for more young people in the years, so they don't have to go through when they've got someone there basically. And I've been through a lot of serves, like I said before, and this one's the only one that I'll ever come back and trust, because when you talk, they trust them, and that's what you need in services, is trust. And they fit it round where you feel comfortable as well when you come for an appointment. Like I you can go and you've seen some of the rooms are excellent. You've got like, it's just the vibe of the whole thing, basically.
I was going to say, and you know, one of the things that I've really noticed here, you know, you're not walking into a clinic and they're not strapping you down to a table and saying you must not take drugs anymore. Yeah. It's about engagement, isn't it? It's about talking to people.
Basically, it's about not taking drugs, but with drugs, like I, you know, like with drink, you gradually got to come off of it, and then you're going to have different effects off coming off it. But what Addaction offer is like a plan in your life. So, like, I had one off Dennis, Ron, and another fellow who I've had before. And what it is, right, you break it down where, in a way, reduce is better than just coming off it. Because when you come off it, you get mental health problems and you'll start being more, like, angrier. But when you gradually build and come off it and get yourself more busy, which I've been doing, it changes you. And you come off drugs and then see it in a different way, in a different light. And then you'll start noticing with people where you can try and help them. And the only thing that I think with young people about accessing senses is that the first approach, you know, when you're like, it's getting, not stereotyped, but looked down on, basically, in that. And do you know what I mean? I said before about like what you say, keep confidential with the police and that. Like, they get nervous because of that there, and that shouldn't be like that. That should be more open and friendly. It's like, say, come to this service, but then people shouldn't have that in their head. Oh, if they say something wrong, my family's going to find it. That's what they're more scared of. But if you get that boundary broke down, which I know Addaction can do, well, all you got to do is just engage with them and they change you. Like, there's a football tournament that come up with Addaction, and I play with them, and getting involved and just motivating with the support work and just passing the ball and that, it brings like a bit of an achievement in yourself, because you see how far you've gone from coming in quiet, opening up, talking about your situation, going home, coming back every appointment they've got, offering you more help, and then you go and play a sport, which is good because you're getting all people motivated then. And when you motivate sport through coming off drinking drugs, that excels you then to become more positive and get a job in life. And that's what I've been doing. I've been using all that stuff I've used in the past to help other people. Learned a lot off Addaction, a very lot, like, and that's changed me now to be the person I am now, to try and help break down them boundaries for people to come in.
And what would you say to those young people, a lot that we've spoken to, who are taking drugs at the moment recreationally, but actually regularly, they're doing it a lot, and maybe they don't feel like they've got a problem at the moment, they don't feel like it's something they need to stop doing? What would you say to them?
But basically, I wouldn't say, people taking drugs nowadays, it's more like a common thing than what you think, because you try and fit in with the wrong crowd. There's not that much out on the streets for people to do. They could have family breakdowns, i.e. what I had. They could think that drugs is the way out because it's there and it's in your face constantly. Or some of them might just like feel low in the family, or they could be indifferent. It depends what age really you're trying to say, because you could be 16 looking for a job and you're getting nowhere, and then your mate's sat around the corner and he's smoking weed, i.e. and you'll go around there and play on the Xbox and you'll think, oh, my life's going to be better, and you'll always think that it's going to be better until you resolve it. But take it away, like, drugs in a way can deal with mental health problems, that's what I think, but in a way they're bad for you, so they become a habit.
I was going to say, Dennis, I mean, a great example of the work that you guys do, and a lot of people will have been hearing the interviews and thinking, what hope have these kids got now? How do you start breaking that cycle, and where do you go from there? But an example here, actually, coming through a service, like I say, they've not been lobotomised, or they've not gone through brain surgery or anything like that. It's about talking through, getting off the stuff, and actually anything can then happen. I mean, I think we've got a future politician here.
Yeah, yeah. You know, with Marcus, you know, it's a case of being there for the young person. It's about giving the right advice. Me and Mark come to a point where we speak on a level. You know, it's a case of being on a level with a person. I'm not above them, I'm not beneath them, but also giving them prevention work, dealing with the issues that are arising right now, obviously, but sometimes they don't see it's an issue where we can identify it, and if we can simply do a simple tool, we can write them down, you know, we can sort of like map their lives out, what direction they really want to go into. And Mark now has got where he wants to go. He knows the direction he wants to go, you know, and it's really good. It's really, really good to see him taking hold of his life now, where one time he felt that he didn't have a grip of it and he was in that cycle where it wasn't really good for him.
And how important is it, obviously, like through Radio City and City Talk, we're talking about it now, how important is it that there's that sort of local engagement, if you like, from the media or whoever, to make sure that these sort of messages are out there?
I think today, especially, you know, City Talk coming to the Younger's Action and maybe spreading the word of the good work that we do, I think media is a vital part of getting the point across to young people. Is, listen, we're not, you know, we are a service base for young people, and no matter what it is we need to move them forward in the life, the next transition of their life, because if they don't break that, maybe, you know, mental health is going to come in the future and they maybe might have children, you know, and the children, you know, the lives are going to be sort of like not in a progressive good manner. So we need to set up a good process, you know, and also a productive way of moving them forward in their lives.